In the news update featuring W7 Underground World News Live Edition, baby, tonight. Continuing on with many new things about the eclipse and many, many more. Why need to be ready? We need to get in store and be prepared. What's happening? Not to be afraid, but to be aware of what is going on around you and make sure you're close to God. W7 coming up here shortly with the breaking news and information that you need to hear and know. Not a bunch of BS out here like a lot of these liars like to do. You know, get ratings and follows and pray, but they don't even tell you nothing or tell you the truth most of the time. Anyway, it's W7 recorded here live. It's re-aired on XM Radio and across all platforms that we're on. Right here, it's in the news update. National, international news stories coming up, kicking too hot. Underground World News Live right now. Stay tuned, folks.
And God bless, right at the gate. Much love. How's everybody doing tonight? Thank you for me, and I feel the same way. We're here, right? It's been a long one. Thank you, Wild West. Everybody out there. Hoodie Ross in the building. Pixie Doodle, Susie Q, Tooge, D. White, all the crew, Galra, D. Ava, good to see everybody. E. Fitz, Snow Monkey. Hope everyone's doing well. Fulcrum with us. MC Dirty, the Judge. Yeah, man. Jay Winch. Everybody else out there, much love to everybody. I want to thank those that share the stream. Can't thank you guys enough for doing that. Gets it out there to places I can't reach. It's appreciated to the fullest. And it's fighting the fight. In my book. I was about to say, Rumble just retweeted my tweet. That would have been like a first and mind-blowing. But it was Rumble parody account. Go figure. And I want to thank those that are paying attention to the streams and reporting back to me information, even if it's just over here in the chat on DLive, especially on the times of the streams. It's appreciated to the fullest. Apparently, for whatever reason, we have caught Rumble. If any of you over there at Rumble are listening, we've caught our videos getting clipped and snipped and information being removed from them. We don't know why this is. I'd like to know why. I'd like to know why when DLive keeps a perfect record of every second of the stream for the most part, most of the time. But when we go compare it to the Rumble streams, good 20, 30 minutes missing. We've seen even more missing out of the streams before, and it just doesn't make any sense. And I've seen a lot of other people starting to complain about it since we did. It seems like it's a large, ongoing thing. So I don't know what parts exactly are being clipped out, but it's warranting an investigation as soon as I get the time to do it to find out exactly what is being clipped out of my videos. It's going to take hours and all this time, and it really doesn't make me very happy to know that all of my stream isn't there for anyone that comes back after the live stream to watch it. So if you're watching it live, you're going to see whatever is going down, but whatever gets cut and put out afterwards, it gets cut, all right, apparently. And I can understand a minute or two. We wouldn't even be talking about this if it was only a minute or two. But when you get up 20 minutes or more of streams missing, there's something going on, man. Yeah. So, bringing it up again, hoping that it can go away. But if it's a large-scale program or something being pushed throughout the whole platform or something crazy like that, you won't hear a word about it, and it will continue. So, that's the type of stuff that I have to fight against all the time. And if you want to see my stats over there on X on what they're doing to me there, they have flatlined me, where they show up. Basically, I have no new followers ever for months and months and months. I've even posted the statistics flatlined, not up, down, one here, lose two, gain three, none of that, flatlined, which shows you, dude, I'm in the dungeon. When it comes to censorship, there is no worse than me. My metrics don't move. I see people in the daily. I can go over and show you that new followers come in on the daily. I take screenshots of them because I've been having to, keep a log of this stuff. But yet, the next month rolls around, they flatline me and show me no growth in my analytics. See, when you're a real cat out here fighting a fight, these are the things that happen to you. If you're experiencing any of this, just know you're on point. When you start getting things like this happening to you, just know that you're fighting a fight. These are the signs you get back in return.
Yep.
Let's get this thing going. I want to thank those that send me information, the Dabu7 at yahoo.com. I had several people send me this information on military activity. Someone was telling me that there was a bunch of military activity, but didn't specify where it was at. They were like by their house, by a military base. And there was a bunch of military activity going on that they weren't used to seeing. And then someone else sent me a heads up and was like, check it out. There's apparently some odd drill going down this weekend that they never really do. Caught my attention, lived here forever, I've never seen it. It's going to be a bunch of helicopters making like maneuvers and moving from New York down into Pennsylvania. Chinooks, Apaches, Blackhawks, they're all going to take off and be swarming in these massive formations. You mark my words, people are going to see this weekend, and you're going to see videos out there probably. People like, wonder what's going on here. Cat's out of the bag. There's going to be a total of 70 military aircraft that will be flying out of the Lehigh Valley International Airport from Saturday through Monday, all the way up to eclipse time. So this massive exercise timed right up with the eclipse. You're going to have all these guys in motion on that day as this eclipse goes into motion over the country. Okay, they will be staging and taking off for Philadelphia. Okay, 69 aircraft, 23 per day, will fly in and out over 3 days. In and out, 23 per day. You're going to see them all over the place. This includes the CH-47 Chinook, the AH-64 Apache, the UH-60 Blackhawk. And the arrivals and departures are scheduled each day from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. So at least it gives you a time window. If you see this, this is a planned military exercise. But you know how we've seen things in the past. Live events break loose during exercises, even on 9/11. This is something you've got to learn to watch for. We've seen it happen too many times where they go live with it. So, it lines up with the eclipse stuff and all that, and some people were concerned. And before people freak out, figured I'd let you know this is what's going on. If you get any video, tag me on Twitter, email me, and I'd love to share whatever you guys catch. And hopefully, nothing crazy is going to happen here on this eclipse. You might have seen the image I put out tonight. Guy in the grocery store with milk and bread and all this flipping out. The eclipse is coming, but we're going to get into that here in just a second. Let's jump up to space. It's suddenly quiet. Solar activity has dropped to low levels. This is the quietest I've seen it in forever. If you remember, or if you go do some research on the sun, you'll see that there's two bands that form on the sun primarily when it comes to sunspots. It's just the dynamics of the sun, how it operates. We've got two bands. You'll see if you go and you look up past 10 years of sunspot activity, all of them hit within these two bands. I think it's very interesting. They don't hit way up here in the north, nowhere in the north, nowhere in the south, nowhere, ever. They don't come there. They don't rotate there. It's always in these two bands around the sun. You study it long enough, you'll start to pick up on these things. And we are in solar maximum of the solar cycle, and it's going to continue all the way through this year into 2025. So a little lull in activity, we'll take it, because I expect it to increase a lot from here. We've already seen a lot of X-flare activity here in the past several months. A lot more M-flare activity. And that last one we watched come around, you could just see it coming to life, and it grew and it grew, and sure enough, it popped off an X-flare toward Earth. Luckily, it was low scale. All right. The eclipse. They're stating here that there's going to be a lot of cloud cover. I said this before. A lot of people out there trying to travel. Some people even last minute, like right now, still watching the weather, trying to get a beat on where's it going to be worth driving to see this. It's changed even more. Hold on a second.
This is no April Fool's.
The American model and the European model. Oh, okay.
This is no April Fool's joke. It has changed a little bit in the track. There has been some false news.
Man, Texas, it looks like no matter what, April Fool's most joke, parts of Texas are going to be covered by cloud cover. Louisiana, Arkansas. It's looking like per the American models that Indiana, southern Indiana, is going to be the clearest, most open spot to see this eclipse. Hairband, thank you for the 5 coffees. It is appreciated to the fullest. Thank you very much. Oh, and you love the song When the Grid Goes Down. Thank you. I'm working on a fresh song, so everybody knows me, Hoodie Ross, and Fire to Flame. As soon as he gets me the vocals over and I can get it mixed down, we'll have another one. It's When We Come to Your Town. It's a hard one. It's a hard one. It's like a Tupac Pop Smoke. It's hard. It's to the enemy, letting them know when we come to your town. We're taking your crown, we're breaking you down, releasing the mounds. You know. For all these pedos out there, somebody's going to get them one day. So I'll make a theme music for them to ride to.
One or another. Feel me? One way or another.
So southern Indiana is looking to be the best place to see this. But if you go by the European model, it fills in pretty much. I'm not sure. There might be one spot in Indiana up here, the Indiana-Ohio border, right there, that I still don't think so. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell anybody. This may be a flop for anyone who wanted to see it. I've seen a lot of alerts out there, which I think are just kind of crazy in terms of the glasses. Man, my mom sending me messages earlier on the glasses. Like, they're saying they have to have these numbers to be... I'm just like, man, like, get out of here. If you've got glasses that are rated for this event, then they should be good. They seem to be stressing not to be using any of the glasses from last time. You have to buy brand new ones because they're rated better and all this. And it's just a gimmick in my book. I know people personally got their hands on a bunch of those glasses, just those glasses waiting 7 years for this event to try to make some money. And now the news and everyone else out there is like completely stifling it. Telling everybody, don't you buy old glasses or anything like that. But I don't even know if anyone's going to get to use them. As you can see, massive cloud cover on all the models, man. So I don't even know. You'll see it online. Somebody somewhere definitely have it. There'd be some kind of live stream or something of it. But wanted to put that out there. Now, if you missed my other video I put out, I talked about how Ontario, Canada, in Niagara Falls, the Canada side of Niagara Falls, they have launched a state of emergency to prepare for this event. Also, Bell County in Texas, which I just showed you, Texas is going to be covered in cloud cover. They are in a state of emergency. Bell County in Texas. Shout out to all the people out there. Now, the whole state of Indiana declaring a statewide emergency because of this. And Indiana really may see an influx. As I was just showing you, the latest models are showing the biggest opening in southern Indiana. And I'm telling you, there's maybe, you know, hundreds of thousands of people out there just watching right now, watching the radars and trying to get a bead on where they're going to go. You know, their game plan. Because a lot of people are expecting to travel for this. That is for sure. Now, there was an uptick in some traffic in some areas last time. Because I went down and I live streamed the one 7 years ago. In Indiana. Southern Indiana. Yeah, I could see it getting kind of packed up in some spots. But it depends on where you go. Now, That's the latest update on emergencies. If you're going to try to view this, you need to know what the path of totality is. And you would have thought, one would think, that, and I know this. They know the path, just like they already told you. They've known it this whole time. But now it's shifted slightly. And see, this is going to happen just ever so slightly, depending on the current intensity of the sun.
Right.
How bright it is.
That's why it should.
And
be, because it's not.
I don't know. It's bright in some areas. It sounds kind of.
Be more bright. I don't know. Some suspect. Other areas.
But when I look into it more and more.
In other areas, you know. So that's why it shifted.
Thank you, Crypto, for 3 coffees. Yes, the path has changed. But it's changed by, like, in some instances, football fields, which, and in some instances here, hundreds of yards.
It's not
which
able,
takes some cities out of totality. So it's they've got 15
joke,
cities
guys.
Here.
It really has changed.
That are going to miss the eclipse now. This is kind of nuts. You were thinking about just dipping right on into the edge. It says the new path of totality is the orange line, meaning Three Finger Lake region of New York. So it was on the edge of Rome, and now it's slid over to the left. And look, some people are just idiots. They just instantly want to come out there and say, this is an April Fool's joke. This is an April Fool's joke. Like, no, you're full of crap.
It happens all the time with it.
And you get blocked for it because of your lies. If you did a simple search right at the gate, which is what I do on everything I come across, you'll see that there was multiple stories from multiple dates covering this. And it wasn't just from one outlet. Nowhere, anywhere was anything attached to say April Fool's. Nowhere.
No.
Okay? So, you were lying. And you went out there and got blocked and banned for it. It's because you come spewing crap. And that's what happens.
That's right.
When you start running your mouth with lies. Trying to make other people that come and view the video see that comment and start to believe your lie. Not happening. You're gone. So, this is very true, and the line has shifted. And the original article was put up before April 1st to begin with. So,
there
you're
go.
Just stupid in that regard. I couldn't tell if it was just stupid people or if it was a government attack.
It might be a little bit of both.
Because I get both.
Might be both. A little bit.
I couldn't tell. I'm like, come on, man.
See what people will do with the information. Like, I know it's true, but...
I banned one another pop-up, but it kind of said the same thing, with like a generic name. And just, when you're in this game long enough, you know how they come rolling in. Oh, government
yeah.
trolls.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it started to feel like. And I'm like, oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm just coming up in attack mode. But this is very real, man. You go over to Forbes and look. They've got plenty of places that show the line moving. Like I said, it's not like it's miles and miles. But it's enough to throw some people off if they were expecting to go to one of these spots on the edge line. And they get there and go through all this, and they don't get to see totality. So, and look at all these places. They've got plenty of examples here. Just dozens and dozens. They've got the lines drawn out on where they shift to. Some areas smaller. Some areas, you can see here, a lot larger. So, just a heads up. The folks out there, it looks like the ones around Cincinnati, it barely shifted. So that's good from the folks up there trying to see it. Again, most of the folks up in Cincinnati are going over into southern Indiana, which is what we did years ago. It's the hot spot, and really I was wanting to go back to the same spot to see it. Because I knew back then I was in this diamond. And see, that diamond is where it's going to be packed full of people. Mm-hmm. The diamond is where both eclipses went over, and I was in that diamond for the last one, and I expected to go back to the same spot to be able to watch this one, but it looks like it's not going to happen for me. Yeah, but I know a lot of other people out there are going to be trying to get to the eclipse, and with everything going on with it, I wanted to cover that in all of its detail. I want to give another shout out there to Crypto King. Bought 3 coffees there. Says I'm out here in Japan, a veteran, 24 years served.
All right.
Semper, God bless you.
Yeah.
Unblock me on X, please. Much love, my brother.
Good luck with that.
It probably said, look, I get inundated with a lot of crypto trolls and shills that show all types of coins and stuff. You know how the game goes. And I'm just in there blocking left and right. And you probably just got blocked by accident. So, much love. I will look into that after the stream. All right, let's get into the earthquakes, man. Let's roll back here to the Taiwan quake that took place Wednesday. So between streams, we've had a powerful earthquake that struck in Taiwan. This raised a lot of eyebrows because almost immediately after all this went into motion, China had like 30 military aircraft and vessels in motion going like around the island. And it was kind of too quick. They had them in the air like too quick. Like these things were sitting there gassed up, ready to take off on the runway immediately. And it was like a too quick of a thing. And it had a lot of people raising the eyebrow like, did they just do this? Because they hit where it hit was, if an earthquake was going to hit near China, around Taiwan, it hit in the place that you would want it to hit if you were China, on the far side of the island on that deep shelf line. And that's where you would want to hit it anyway. That's where the subduction zone is. Same thing went up the line with Japan. And the same thing years ago with Japan. We thought that that was an attack, a 2011 quake. Same thing, for real deal. We thought that it was fault line set off that it caused everything to go into motion. And rock on, comfortably numb. Thank you for the 5 coffees. I hope that you're comfortably numb out there. It just makes me think of everything that's been going on with me. My hands and everything have been really numb lately. I want to thank everyone out there that emails me and gives me thoughts and prayers and what it might be. Trust me, I've been through everything. Everyone's saying compressed discs and this and all that, or circulation and all. Look, man, I've been a doctor and have gone for all these things. blood tests and all this. I'm hoping it's a B12 deficiency. That's what's going on with me. It can cause what's happening with me. Problem is, I don't know why it would be that way, because I don't know. So I've been taking in massive amounts of B12. I'm going to attempt that. It's what the docs got me doing, but I'm still numb as ever. My fingers on both hands. It's crazy. It feels weird to touch anything. It's around my stomach, all the way around my back. It's down my legs. It's crazy. It's screwed up. So I'm just trying to think about it, dude. And I think God's going to get me better.
Did you get struck by God's lightning? Get me better. Did you get struck by lightning, maybe? There.
Because it's all I can do.
Or shocked by something? Because I get something that's
called. I hope that it goes away.
Did you get any vaccines recently?
I don't know. I can't ignore it. It's getting worse and worse. And I don't know, man. I feel like I'm under attack, to be honest with you. I feel like I have been. That's the best way that I can describe it. Okay, so with these quakes, man. We've got the one in Taiwan, only 10 dead, which is surprising. I thought for sure the number would be higher with the building collapses. 1,000 injured. We have some fighter jets over there that got damaged, which, again, the area that was hit, it was strategic. I'm telling you, fighter jets and all that damaged. China being in the air so quick. I watch those things, man. They mean something to me. It tells me a lot. It's like they are watching them. They're watching the recovery time. You know, they're watching to see a lot of things. You see, we did the same thing to China years ago. I found myself saying the same thing. And Nuji, thank you for the guinea. MC Dirty. James, man, much love. Flight M37.
Yeah, I think also it might be that they might be watching them, why China mysteriously or efficiently, kind of sneakily, got up there real quick and was one of the first out to be watching the event after the Taiwan quake. Because maybe they're waiting for something to happen. Maybe they're trying to assess the damage to see if they can go in there and steal, you know, the chips and other technology that they have there. Maybe they're trying to stage an invasion there to take all the resources, and they're just watching from a distance to see what happens, to see if they're able to have that opportunity to do that. That could be another possibility. I hope not, but the way things are, you can never know. But let's get back to the show here. It's my thought on that.
MH370. Big mystery. Covered it in great detail. Even come down to find out that there was two planes. So basically it had a twin. And the twin of MH370 was owned by the Israeli Mossad. And it was parked in a hangar in Israel. And we found all this out. Huge research into it. When we discovered it, we found it. Well, MH370 went missing. And on board were people that were connected to patents. And there was a ton of Chinese scientists and others that were on board. China was trying to conduct a rescue mission out in the ocean for it. And they had to go and they had to fuel up in Australia, which in peacetime they let them, but in wartime it won't go down. And I just remember there was all this talk and this buzz about it. They're being watched, basically, in this whole thing by the U.S. military and everybody else to see, how are they going to pull off a rescue mission outside of the South China Sea? What ports can they even go to refuel? How are they going to do this, all this other stuff? So it was an observation type moment, and I feel like the same thing's happening right now with Taiwan. So, yeah, man, with increased sun activity comes increased earthquake activity.
That's right.
Panther in the house.
Definitely.
Joe. Just love, guys. Bye, cat.
And planets lining up.
Just check it out. Some folks on the east coast of the United States felt some earthquakes here just a little bit ago.
Yeah, New York.
And they felt them earlier today, yep. And it rattled some feathers. Because yep. Folks up here not used to feeling the quakes. The quakes on the east coast, you can feel them a whole lot further. That's why when the New Madrid fault popped off last time it did, and were overdue in the 1800s, it rang church bells up in New England because it travels across the land so much quicker versus out in the West where it's not that way. They don't travel as far. And there's some, I mean, there's fault lines everywhere. All through the Midwest, the East Coast, you just don't see a lot of activity because it's pretty stable. West Coast sees a lot of activity. It's on the Ring of Fire. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You've got all those plates that are diving in, all this action all over the place. East Coast of the United States, for the most part, throughout all the years, has been quiet. Yeah. Here and there, you get a quake. We had the big quake. The hit was felt in D.C., cracked the obelisk, which is like a sign. But today, a 4.8 hits in Jersey. And this is felt
in New York.
All through New York, NYC, Jersey, up in New York State.
Yep.
And a lot of people wondering what's going on. When I looked into it, it showed that it was rather shallow. 10 kilometers deep. This one says, actually, even shallower. Off the earthquake map, it said 10, but that may be their base low. Here, it says 5 kilometers. This is super shallow.
Yeah.
They said that there was a 38% chance of an aftershock. And there was.
Yeah, was.
There was an aftershock here just a bit ago that was 4.0 coming from the same region. I'll get over to the map here in just a second. Now, please. And I hope no alerts go off when I ask you to do this or it's going to blow your ears off. But turn your volume up. I'm going to play a clip off of TikTok here that is Fox News talking about this quake that hit in New Jersey, and listen to what the guy says. He says, we've got another big earthquake coming up Monday with the eclipse. He says it.
Like he revealed a plan.
It's like, what? I listened to it a couple times. I'm like, why did you even just say that, dude?
And the lady sitting next to him is
looking at you with a shitty grin on her face. It's just like, you fools. Like, what? Why did you just say that? Why did you just
trouble after he got off?
Swear.
Revealing their plans.
If an earthquake happens in this time frame of this week with the New Madrid fault or the whole East Coast, I swear to you, they did it. They did it. They did it.
Because he revealed it.
They helped to do it.
Yep.
And they knew it. They knew something was coming.
Low frequencies, that baby. That's how they
want
to
trust
do
them
it.
With they nothing it. At this point. They have the power to pop these quakes. We know it.
Yep.
And man, a decimating earthquake on the New Madrid Fault, right now, this day and age, would cripple this country. It would crush it. Every bridge would collapse down the Ohio River and the Mississippi. It'd be done. If double quakes hit like they did the 1800s, it would be over. It would be the disaster to sink this already falling country. You can't leave out the West Coast. It's overdue, too, right?
Yep.
But I don't like the signs of this.
I just don't. It sounds like they're going to do something.
Just with the timing. If it was a different time, I'd be like, but with all this timing coming into play here, high energies, windows,
plan, you know, using an opportunity to cause a big
disaster. Just saying. So, I'm going to play this clip.
That's not
listen closely. Here we go.
Something to have lived through this, the strongest earthquake in 140 years, John.
Look at all of that, and it's not over yet because we've got the eclipse earthquake coming up on Monday. As Deborah Ross was telling us, it's going to be a transformative experience for anybody who was in the area of totality.
Something to have lived through this, the
one more time.
40 years, John. Look at all of that, and it's not over yet
because we've got the eclipse earthquake coming up on Monday.
As Deborah Ross was telling us, it's going to be a transformative experience
for anybody who was in the area of totality.
That's crazy.
Huh.
See, it's suspect
to me. Well, that's why I said you got to turn it up. It's
Sounds suspect to me.
I tell you what, I'm gonna drop a link in the chat so you guys can, if you turn it up, you can hear it. It is low, like I said, but, there's the link. And D-Live. And there's the link on Rumble. All of you can click on it. You can do what you gotta do to hear it. Yeah, and the lady on the left is just sitting there giggling, staring at the screen. So, you know, it's stuff like that that leaves you scratching your head. So let's look at the earthquake map here.
Get a refresh on it
real quick.
Or were they revealing something to us? Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
And, all right, there is a look at the map. Right here, a 6.7, 6.8. This is the Mariana Islands region. Guys. Wow. Let me turn it down. Anybody had their volume up?
Woke them up.
I just turned mine down there.
What was that?
Other alerts come in. My red light. Thank you, Jenna Snow Monkey, for the coffee. I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate the thoughts. To the fullest. And, all right, well, you can see here, I don't know what it is, but this quake just kind of, it grasped my attention, the 6.8 out here. I feel like more big quake activity is due. I mean, when you start to see this happening, I've just been doing this for over a decade, man. I patterns and all this other stuff, man. The big one hit Taiwan, now one directly east, and then a nice one directly west. And this is affecting Japan, too, because it's right up off this this cut. And it's affecting it in the region of, you know, Fukushima and all that. Thankfully, it's not generating anything bigger than what it has here at 6.1. It's not getting up into the 7 range. And generating tsunamis. But, yeah, man, that's how I did sit there. That's a look at the quake maps. I'm gonna keep it pushing here. Plenty to cover. And get an update here on the Baltimore Bridge collapse, real quick. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers saying that the channel will be fully reopened by the end of May. They've already got boats going through an open area, because they were trying to fearmonger that it would be down for months. And a couple of streams ago, I was asking the question, like, why don't they just send it out, these boats that are stuck in it, clear out one little section first and allow all these boats to get out that need to get out. They ended up doing just that, because I'm sure there was a lot of other people complaining about it. And it's still an ongoing operation down here to clean it up. But I still feel like that was largely symbolic. And, well, let's just see if anything else happens. Interesting year indeed here. With stuff going on. And I covered the other bridge stuff. There was another bridge that got hit by a vessel too. And it was just like, how ironic. But it didn't take the bridge down. All right. A lot of people out there use a search. You may use Google. You may use DuckDuckGo. You may use whatever, Bing. Whatever it is out there. I know a lot of the places are corrupt. Well, Google is about to roll out a paid AI search feature. It seems like now, you know, there's a little AI mixed into all these things. And I don't know what this is going to do to the regular search. It's going to dumb it down. make it slower, bring back less information. You know how they do. They try to make you, you know, usher you toward what they want here. And this is a paid feature. They really don't have a whole lot of paid subscription stuff like that. So they're exploring a subscription model to where AI will help you in your searches. So this is basically going to be like a super advanced search. I will say that when I use Bing and all that stuff, and they've got a little AI thing to the right, when I'm just typing in like buy lumber or anything, like it'll pop up on the right now. This real quick, this like little box, and it's like AI generated or whatever. Like, yeah, this da 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 with all this information. And I'm like, okay, well, they're already doing this for free. And Google's eyeing a paid subscription. So this may be one of the things where they shoot themselves in the foot if they're trying to make people pay for something that other search engines are just giving out for free. Anyhow, Apple now, they dropped the electric car project, and they are going after the next big thing, and it seems that that is AI robots, like Terminators, for real.
For real.
It's the next big thing. Of course, it's going to be connected to...
Sound like Schwarzenegger all over again? It does.
The military and everything else. No wonder why they're going down this route to get these contracts, and before too long,
military
these bots, the Tesla, everyone's creating, they're going to be rolled out on the battlefield.
Yeah, it might be in your homes too.
If they haven't already, they haven't been already, and just they're not saying it. A lot of things happening on the Ukraine battlefield. It's just sickening.
Oh yeah.
Weapons that should be banned, but both sides being used and all this other stuff. All right, I got a heads up here for folks that travel through the airports. And I know I got some of you out there that do, no doubt. The FBI is now telling passengers to avoid using USB charging points inside of airports. Because they are now... hotspots that can be infected with malware.
Phishing attack.
And as soon as you slip your phone in there, you're done.
Yeah.
To me, it seems kind of...
really fishy.
Common sense type thing.
Yeah, I don't
but
ever use them
for someone low energy, sleep. In the airport, the battery's dead. They just need to charge it. This and that. They're going to go up and they're going to see a free charging port. And they're going to plug in. They're not going to think twice about it. They're going to charge your phone, and they're going to be off. But they just contracted, malware in whatever they've got on it. So, we see these things pop up more and more and more all over the place. Like, these guys put the fake credit card readers up. And
skimmers, yeah.
All this stuff. But this is kind of a new tactic, I think. And it's probably... getting a lot of people.
Similar technology, but they're doing
that don't realize what's happened here. So, before you go sitting down, and this picture here shows how when you're at the airport, when you're sitting down in these areas, they've got these charge ports like sitting there for people to use. Now, my thing would be. All of this is on camera, 24/7. If you freshly install these ports that are malware free,
how do they get the malware?
Anyone can use them. If someone came along and messed with them, it would take messing with it somehow.
Yeah, it doesn't just automatically get it.
You would catch it all on camera.
Yep.
How could you not?
They modified them.
Something doesn't add up here.
Yeah,
you take two steps back and you start asking investigator questions. Something doesn't add up here.
No, don't.
So it's garbage.
Don't charge your phone or tablet at the airport.
Putting out the warnings. I wonder who really did it.
It probably was an inside job from the U.S. government or CIA.
Just heads up.
Yeah, it always seems like they're the ones doing things like that.
And I tell you what, you can't even put on a Band-Aid these days in America.
Yeah, listen to that.
Without it being poisonous. And it's the truth.
Yep.
Not a joke. The truth. Band-Aid. The brand name Band-Aid and other brands. Now showing to pose a cancer risk. Because they carry forever chemicals in them. Mm-hmm. And this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is just absurd. Your Alphabet Gang government agencies approve of all these things. They have to test them. They have to look at them. They let these things go out. Dude, they should be taken and hung high in court on all of this.
They should be sued.
They allowed all this. Yep. Just as they all allowed Monsanto's products to be used and people to get cancer for years.
Robbed them shots.
All this has to go through stringent testing and approval before it gets passed out.
And on the people in the first
they place. Should be held responsible.
Bad shots.
So they knew that they didn't just find this crap out. They've known that things like fluorine were in the Band-Aids because it's openly known and put on the box.
Yep, on
so, and it's, oh, if you do your research, fluorine is a forever chemical. Okay? So it's like hold the front door. This ain't even right. So you go tomorrow to the doctor and get a checkup, whatever, give you a prick, check your blood, whatever. They put a little Band-Aid on you. Never before would you have ever thought that you catch cancer from that. But boy, oh boy, it's the truth. It's sick. It is sick. This is a huge experiment in here. In America. I'm telling you, they don't even care anymore. Can't even put on Band-Aids that posing the risk of catching cancer. It is ridiculous. I told you this a while back. We went out and bought some knee pads. I got back home. They were made in China. I was pissed off about that. I should have looked at the store. That was my mistake. But then I should have looked even further because when reading the fine print on it, it says could cause cancer. I'm like, how can these knee pads cause cancer? Threw them out. I didn't even use them. Pissed. Pissed. I mean, how's all the stuff got this in it? They're doing it on purpose. That's why.
Yeah,
and
right.
There's supposed to be a government agency checking it and they're letting it right on through. They should all be fired and drug into
FDA?
Court. Somebody gonna do something? Or just sit around
like they're doing their job.
Yeah, so, anyhow, on to the next. As this place falls apart, credit card debt, all-time high.
Ballooning.
I tell you some of these stories. Every week, it's a new high, a new record, all time. Week after week after week after week after week after week. This is one of them stories.
Credit card
debt. Where the credit card debt just keeps on tapping them high.
It's an all-time high.
Credit people have no other way when jobs are getting wiped out systematically. Bidenomics by design, this inflation, all this other stuff by design is milking everybody. And see, this has caused some things to take off running in the markets and some things to just dump. One of those things that's running is gold. That too is something that I keep telling you week after week after week. The same thing. They are buying record amounts of it. Nonstop. It's one thing your government's doing. They're not buying diamonds. They're not buying platinum. They're not buying silver. They're not buying... Oh, they are in smaller amounts. But there's one thing in this world that every single government's buying more than anything.
Gold,
and it is gold.
It's gold.
So why are central banks buying gold? Well, if you guys missed it, the United States seized all of Russia's assets. Here on this world stage, all of hundreds of billions of dollars of assets. Because they were in U.S. dollars. So they froze those accounts. You see, and this is what started this whole debacle. And you've got this whole other side being created now by BRICS. China, Russia, a whole system, which all these people are jumping on board with.
The cryptocurrency system.
And it's been designed now to counter the U.S. dollar. I think it's going to destroy it.
It will.
It is destroying it slowly but surely. It's holding by design.
That's what it's designed to do, Dabu, is destroy it.
But
our currency.
All of them need one thing to make their fake money viable. And it's gold.
That's it.
Ding. So when this monopoly money game runs out, it always falls back on the same thing throughout history when you do your research.
Yep, gold, silver, and other metals.
When the fiat crashes, it always falls back to the precious metals.
Yep.
And those who hold the most are king. These central banks all flow back to the same money makers, the same hands, the same Rothschild dynasties they control it. So, it may be a central bank in 20, 50 different countries, but it's all going back to the same small group of people, man, who are hoarding this big time. And yes, silver is something key to get your hands on, too. I mean, it really is. Silver and gold, you know. Gold's definitely the hedge, let me tell you, because I had to unfortunately get rid of some of what I was able to accumulate over the years, because I had no choice. I had to pay bills, put food on the table, had to get rid of what gold I had, and I'm going to tell you now from experience that if you would have bought gold back when I was telling you all this time, what was 15, 16, 17, even up to $1,800. Where it's at now, even if you were buying 18, 17, 18, you would have made $500 off of every ounce of gold you bought right now. And it would be tax-free.
Yep.
And you could go into somewhere like Coins Plus out there or someone that buys gold, and they're going to give you just a few bucks below the spot. And gold just shattered another record.
Sure did.
People are sleeping on this, man.
Wake up!
See if I can pull up the price here. There it is. $23.29 record right now. Right now. Brand new record. Today. Right now. All time high. And it keeps doing this. So anybody would have bought 5, 10 ounces, whatever, and invested there. And not no Bitcoin or anything else. Just last summer, not long ago, on every ounce, you could have made $500 easy or more right here today as this is blowing up. And it would have been a huge come up. So congratulations to all of you out there that made it to this point, that did invest. Anyone that bought back then, you know me. You know what I've been doing. I got into this game heavy. Tacos, all these other cats out there. I started smelting silver, buying the shots, getting into silver and gold and all that. Because you're going to have to when this whole system comes down. We got into it to be able to barter with other people, right?
That's right.
Well, I did realize that this is something that you're going to want to know. If you're making these moves, there is, depending on who you go to, there's going to be a difference on what they buy off of you. For instance, I called the Castle and a couple of other places, and I was like, yeah, what would you guys do on gold bars? Pure 99999, in a plastic stamped, gold bars. And they were like, oh, we'll pay you like 10%. I'm like, dude, like, no, this is like pure, like, $2,000 worth of gold. Like, like, they're like, yeah, we'll pay you 10%. I'm like, yeah, smack you to the phone.
Ripping you off.
Disrespect me with a quote like that. So you get a hold of a right place that deals with it. Because that's like a pawn shop type price to try and throw you there.
Yeah, it is.
A real place will be like, yeah, a couple bucks below spot. And like today, silver was at 27. I think dude was like, he said it's a dollar back. And It's like a dollar back. They think it'd be a dollar back from my service. Like, no, it's a dollar back from the spot. So if it's 27, he'd give you 26 bucks today inside Coins Plus for an ounce of silver. If you have 4 ounces, you could have over 100 bucks now. Anyone that was buying it back when it was 16 and 17, when I was smelting it up and telling you, right now is a huge come up. You can't say I didn't never tell you. You can't say I didn't never put you in a financial position to make this. Because I did. I said it over and over and over and over again. I don't know how high this is going to run. Okay? But I don't buy tips. I don't buy tips. We buy dips, sell tips, low clips. Yep. And, yeah, man, I'm just going to wait before I ever make another move on gold till I see an official pullback on something. But who knows if it'd even do that from here. I was forced to have to do what I had to do. Others that got stronger hands that can hold out longer. You're in it for a long ride, man. Dude, gold's going to run up to $20,000 when the dollar comes crashing down. You watch. But what's it going to matter when you're valuing it in U.S. dollars and monopoly money? It's falling apart. $20,000 when it's falling apart, is it going to be nothing? They're going to switch it over, I'm telling you. When the U.S. reserve currency status falls, they're going to